Hey everybody, welcome to BRTW's Black History Month Heroes. Every day throughout the month of February, we'll be telling you about black folks who inspire us to be better, badder, and more revolutionary. I'm Kevin Green, Black Revolutionary Theater Workshop co-founder and producing ensemble member.
Today's BHM hero is Paul Robeson. Actor, singer, lawyer, civil rights activist. How do you sum up a life of someone who's lived so fully? When thinking of Paul Robeson, we think about all his accolades, artistry, and achievements. Or, if you live in Brooklyn, the theater that closed down in Fort Greene. Paul Robeson represented achieving greatness against all odds. Doing research earlier this week on Robeson, I joked with friends that it was like reading about a fictional character from a comic book. So, who was Paul Robeson? He was born April 9th, 1898, in Princeton, New Jersey. At age 17, Robeson was awarded a scholarship at Rutgers University, where he displayed strong oratory and debate skills. He won 15 letters in 4 varsity sports and voted class valedictorian. From 1920 to 1923, he attended Columbia University, where he played pro football and taught Latin to pay for his tuition. While at Columbia, he met his future wife, Islanda Good. The two eventually married for more than 40 years. In 1923, Robeson practiced law briefly, but soon after stopped due to severe racism. In 1924, he dedicated more of his time to theater, with Islanda by his side as a manager. In that same year, Robeson starred in All God's Chillens. That following year, he starred in the London performance of The Emperor Jones by Eugene O'Neill. By the late 20s, Robeson and Islanda relocated with their small son, Paul Robeson Jr., to Europe. While in Europe, Robeson established a career in singing as well as film. In 1933, he starred in the film remake of Emperor Jones. He also starred in the second film adaptation of Showboat in 1936 with Hattie McDaniel and Irene Dunn. His last movie would be the star-studded Hollywood production Tales of Manhattan in 1942, which features Henry Fonda, Ethel Waters, and Rita Hayworth. Ultimately, Robeson critiqued the film for its demeaning portrayal of African Americans, and Robeson made a habit of using his international platform to speak out against social injustices. He supported Pan-Africanism, sang for Loyalist soldiers during the Civil War in Spain. He took part in anti-Nazi demonstrations worldwide and performed for Allied forces during World War II. He also visited the Soviet Union several times during the mid-30s. Robeson studied Russian, as did his son, who came to reside in the capital city of Moscow with his grandmother. Yet, Robeson's relationship with the USSR became a controversial one. Back in the United States, Robeson once again received accolades for his stage work in the Broadway production of Othello, co-starring Uta Hagen. During the age of McCarthyism, paranoia was at an all-time high. Robeson confronted U.S. officials looking to silence his voice speaking out against racism. Bolstered by their misrepresentation of a speech Robeson made at the Paris Peace Conference, Robeson was labeled a communist. He was highly criticized by U.S. government officials as well as some African-American leaders. Ultimately, he was barred by the State Department from renewing his passport in 1950. Despite his fame, he was blacklisted from concert venues, recording labels, and film studios, and suffered financially. In 1958, he wrote his autobiography titled Here I Stand. Later that same year, his passport was finally reinstated. Robeson and his family finally returned to the United States in 1963. 2 years later, his wife passed away. Robeson passed away from a stroke on January 23, 1976, at the age of 77 in Philadelphia. Looking back on his life, I think back to that theater named after him in Fort Greene. How structurally beautiful it was on the outside. How over the years that white paint must have looked silver on bright summer nights, being a beacon of excellence for the black community. Recently at work, someone told me that the Paul Robeson Theater was actually bought a couple months ago, and potentially the name might be changed. I imagine a crew going in and gutting this historical black space of expression. And after the feeling of loss of another black monument in New York finally lifted, I felt hopeful, because maybe that's what Robeson wanted, lying down a blueprint for achieving excellence, so maybe someone new can come and rebuild a better framework on top of his own. So, from us from BRTW and any other black theater artist or lawyer or activist, Thank you, Paul Robeson, for all the work that you've done. Thank you for listening to today's BHM Hero by Black Revolutionary Theater Workshop. We have a few upcoming events if you'd like to be black and badass with us in person. First, ensemble member Cheyenne Javon Brown wrote an amazing play called Summoned, which explores black love and fidelity as we balance our commitments to activism and careers. You can catch the semi-stage reading at Theater for a New City on Monday, February 26th at 7 p.m. And you can get tipsy while you learn black history with us on Friday, February 23rd and Saturday, February 24th. We're going to bring the Black History Month heroes to the stage for a slightly raucous good time. Are you looking for a way to support Black Revolutionary Theater Workshop and stay up to date with our work? You can follow us online. We're on Facebook at Black Revolutionary Theater Workshop and Twitter and Instagram at the BRTW. You can subscribe to our e-letter on our website, blackrevolutionarytheaterworkshop.org. That's theater with an R-E. And most importantly, our work is expensive to create. So if you want to support us, you can make a one-time or monthly recurring donation on our website. BRTW is fiscally sponsored by Fractured Atlas, and your donation is tax-deductible to the extent permitted by law. Tune in tomorrow for another BHM Hero. Peace, revolutionaries. Signing out.